A law professor is adamant that a current law which prevents family carers from complaining to the courts about their pay and conditions is unconstitutional. Parliament's Health Committee will today discuss the legislation which stops people who provide state-funded care to family members from taking official action. Catherine Hutton reports.
3 years ago, Labor came to power, promising to repeal the law which prevents family carers from taking a case of discrimination to the Human Rights Review Tribunal and the courts. Now, at the end of the term, Labor is still no closer to doing that, even though the legislation fits on a single page and contains only two substantive clauses. Otago University Law Professor Andrew Geddes says the current law was brought in to stop the courts from reviewing the government's family care policies and decide whether they're acting in accordance with New Zealand law. He says the government needs to act on its promise and pass the new legislation throwing that out.
So from a constitutional perspective, this legislation would basically return us to the way things are meant to work. Government makes decisions, but it can only do so within the law, and the courts are there to ensure that government decisions are in accordance with the law.
And he says at the moment the government decides how it wants to pay family carers, and there is no external, neutral, objective viewpoint to ensure the government isn't discriminating against them.
The existing family carer scheme, of course, is far inferior to the way in which other kinds of carers are paid. Family carers are paid at a lesser rate, they're paid for fewer hours and so on. But, of course, those sort of claims can't be brought before the courts because, in essence, Parliament has told the courts you can't look at this sort of thing.
The Disability Rights Commissioner, Paula Tesorero, says since she took up the role, she's received countless complaints from disabled people and their families about the law. She also wants it repealed smartly.
And it was harmful to disabled people, partly in the way that it was passed under urgency. And, you know, there have been litigation around this. The courts have expressed their views about this policy, and it is time that these rights of redress were restored to disabled people and their families.
So how likely is it that the bill will pass before the election? Ms Tesorero says she's confident it could. But Professor Geddes says with the government's timetable for passing legislation already tight and with few sitting days left, it's unlikely. He says if the Select Committee's report is written and ready, it can be picked up quickly by the next Parliament. For Morning Report, call Catherine Hutton, 10A.